The Royal Australian Navy's Armidale-class patrol boats have been working overtime in recent years intercepting boats carrying asylum seekers. The federal government is planning to buy more boats to supplement the Armidale fleet's work, but they're not due for delivery until 2018 at the earliest. The opposition says it's considering fast-tracking the purchase of such vessels, but hasn't made any funding commitment. But the debate still has some way to run, with the specialists still debating which kind of boat would be best. Lexi Metherall reports.
As part of the defence blueprint, the federal government wants to purchase new offshore combatant vessels. The vessels would supplement the work of the Navy's 14 Armidale-class patrol boats, which are being used mainly for border protection. The Defence Capability Plan, or the DCP, says the new vessels would be launched between 2018 and 2021. But the Coalition's defence spokesman, David Johnston, says they need to be in operation sooner than that.
If the thing's important enough to put in the DCP, let's realise what they're for, and if there's a really important use for them, which I think clearly there is, given 6,000 people have arrived this year beyond our control, we need to bring them forward.
Senator Johnston says a coalition government would reprioritise to deliver the vessels several years before 2021. He says he's concerned that at the moment the Armidale fleet is working overtime intercepting boats carrying asylum seekers and that more vessels are needed to protect the oil and gas operations on the Northwest Shelf.
We've had, since 2007, 370 boats delivering 20,000 people with 6,000 this year. Our Armidale-class patrol boat, which is a very fine vessel, is working at about three times the estimated rate of operational intensity. Clearly, something's got to give here. This DCP that the Minister has released has an initial operating capability for most of the projects well and truly way out into the never-never. In the maritime space, we're in a bad way.
The director of the International Security Program at the Lowy Institute, Rory Medcalf, says the project should be brought forward if possible. He says the new vessels would fill a role in between the patrol boats and the higher-end ships.
They would have the ability to be adapted for all sorts of roles, everything from patrolling to combating illegal fishing to mine hunting and to war fighting if necessary. They could be fitted with missiles if necessary. So these vessels would potentially fill many of the roles currently being filled by several different classes of ship in the Navy.
The government's proposing to buy about 20 smaller patrol boats, while the opposition is saying if in government it would buy up to a dozen of bigger ones. Is either better than the other?
Look, I think as this debate plays out, these numbers will be revisited and even the size will be revisited. We're talking anywhere from, I guess, 2,000 to 3,500 tonnes. But the bottom line is these are cheaper than warships. They're cheaper than frigates. They're certainly cheaper than the air warfare destroyers. And they'd be good value for money relative to many of the other capabilities recommended in the White Paper, which are likely to be revisited in the White Paper next year.
David Johnston hasn't specified how the Coalition would afford the vessels, and the Opposition's Treasury spokesman, Joe Hockey, is making no promises.
Our spokesman has flagged that this may well be one of the priorities in the out years, but obviously there's a long way to go. I note that the government is also considering looking at a faster class of vessel to address some of the security needs in Northern Australia. We're not making any out-of-order major defence commitments, I can assure you of that.
The Opposition's Joe Hockey ending Lexi Metherall's report.